Madam Speaker, I have a few questions for my colleagues. What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests? What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorist threat is a predictable consequence of our meddling in the affairs of others and has nothing to do with us being free and prosperous? What if propping up repressive regimes in the Middle East endangers both the United States and Israel? What if occupying countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and bombing Pakistan is directly related to the hatred directed toward us? What if someday it dawns on us that losing over 5,000 American military personnel in the Middle East since 9/11 is not a fair trade-off for the loss of nearly 3,000 American citizens, no matter how many Iraqi, Pakistani, and Afghan people are killed or displaced? What if we finally decide that torture, even if called enhanced interrogation technique, is self-destructive and produces no useful information, and that contracting it out to a third world nation is just as evil? What if it is finally realized that war and military spending is always destructive to the economy? What if all wartime spending is paid for through the deceitful and evil process of inflating and borrowing? What if we finally see that wartime conditions always undermine personal liberty? What if conservatives who preach small government wake up and realize that our interventionist foreign policy provides the greatest incentive to expand the government? What if conservatives understood once again that their only logical position is to reject military intervention and managing an empire throughout the world? What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if Obama has no intention of leaving Iraq? What if a military draft is being planned for the wars that will spread if our foreign policy is not changed? What if the American people learn the truth, that our foreign policy has nothing to do with national security, that it never changes from one administration to the next? What if war and preparation for war is a racket serving the special interests? What if President Obama is completely wrong about Afghanistan and turns out worse than Iraq and Vietnam put together? What if Christianity actually teaches peace and not preventive wars of aggression? What if diplomacy is found to be superior to bombs and bribes in protecting America? What happens if my concerns are completely unfounded? Nothing. But what happens if my concerns are justified and ignored? Nothing good. And I yield back the balance of my time.
I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today. Hey, preppers and patriots. Well, today's the big day. I'm announcing the new book, The Days of Noah, Book 1, Conspiracy. That's out now. It's available on Amazon.com. It's available in Kindle and paperback. And the audiobook will be coming out really soon. If you're listening to this show a little later, it might already be out. So if you're an audiobook fan, check that out. We started production earlier on the audiobook this time, so it's not going to take quite as long to get out. And also, I think most of you probably are familiar – anybody that's an audiobook fan, you probably are familiar with Kevin Pierce by now. He's done all my previous books. He's also done all 10 of Glenn Tate's books. He's just got that great storyteller voice. So especially folks that you know, if you're a podcast fan like me, you probably do listen to a lot of audiobooks because sometimes you just don't have time to sit down and read a book. And, of course, a lot of people, they still like the paperback. So, you know, the book's available in paperback and Kindle, which is really kind of, most of our sales are Kindle now. So that seems to be what people really like. And I guess Kindle allows you to carry several 100 books around in one small device, and you just don't have as much paper to carry around. But, you know, like I said, there's still the folks that are kind of old-fashioned. They like to have that paper. And there's people like me that audiobook, that's the way you like to consume your books. And that's really why I started a podcast, is because I love podcasts and I love audiobooks. And when I'm writing books, that's what I'm thinking about, is what's this going to sound like when it's an audiobook? So Days of Noah, that's out. You can pick that up at Amazon.com. Of course, we've got links to it through PrepperRecon.com, or you can just search the Days of Noah Book One Conspiracy on Amazon, and it's going to come up. Or you can go to my author page, which is Mark Goodwin at Amazon.com, and that'll show you everything that I've got available. All the Economic Collapse Chronicles, all three of those are there, and the book that I did with David Kobler, Retreat Security and Small Unit Tactics, that's there. The Days of Noah, book one, it picks up in tomorrow's newspaper, and it's maybe not tomorrow, maybe it's a few years in the future, actually. But what we have is we've got Noah Parker, who's the main character, sort of, and he's a teacher, and Common Core 2.0 has just been instituted, and according to Common Core 2.0, you're not allowed to say the word creationism or teach anything about God or anything like that, because now it's considered, it's under the new bullying laws, and which was used to, you know, everything with the Bible had to do with being abusive and telling people how to live, and it's considered being prejudiced if you read the Bible, and because it has things in there that are against homosexuals, and so it's considered bully speech and hate speech just to have the Bible pretty much anywhere in any public forum at this period in time that the book's taking place. So Noah gets arrested, and through that he's got a child. So without giving away the whole story, the police come to his house with the Department of Children and Family Services to investigate, because he's been charged with a crime against children because he mentions creationism in his classroom. He's a teacher. So he gets arrested for that, and the police come to his house. And of course, we all know from a lot of the headlines today that one of the first things that the police do when they come to your house, if your dog's barking, they shoot your dog. So that happens to Noah. And you just see everything that's in our headlines now just kind of all culminates, and it all kind of hits him all in one big superstorm of misfortune. So we see how he deals with that. And then the secondary character in the book is a CIA agent, and he's just kind of a low-level analyst, and doesn't really see the whole picture and doesn't really know what he's doing and what's going on behind the scenes. And this older CIA agent that was a field operative but was injured, he gets he's now assigned to as a supervisor for this analyst, and he kind of takes him under his wing and starts sort of laying out the infrastructure of the New World Order to this guy and pointing out to him what's going on and how things are going to go down. So it's really, really interesting, and I think you'll enjoy it. And sort of from a fictional context, you get to look at a lot of the popular conspiracy theories that everybody talks about, everything from 9/11 to the CIA being engaged in stealing and selling drugs to finance black operations, and the Illuminati, and you kind of see how the Council on Foreign Relations, Skull and Bones, and the Trilateral Commission, how all those organizations sort of work together. And you sort of see, you get a lot of information on a lot of that stuff, but it's written in a fictional context. So, you know, if it's something that you're thinking about buying a book for a friend to sort of wake them up to that sort of thing, this might be a good book for them, because they can read it as fiction and it doesn't necessarily have to challenge their worldview. You know, if they read it and they want to dig a little deeper, it gives them a great jumping off point for that. But if it's something that's too challenging for their worldview right now, it kind of introduces it to them, but in a fictional context, so it's not so challenging. And that's part of why I wrote it. And then I also look a lot at biblical prophecy about how the last days will look according to the Bible, and I put a lot of Bible verses in there. Of course, anybody that's read the Economic Collapse Chronicles, you know that I put a lot of Bible in my book, so because I think it's so important, and I think that it's very relevant to the times that we're living in, and it really looks to me that we're getting close, and I think that this book tries to accent a lot of the things that we're seeing that are being fulfilled right now from biblical prophecy. So I really think you'll enjoy it. And of course, as always, with all the new book releases, I always have a big giveaway to go along with them. And this one's no different. One grand prize winner is going to win an Armenian 1 ounce silver coin. And the reason it's an Armenian 1 ounce silver coin is because they've got a really nice one. Armenia, of course, is where Mount Ararat is, and they think that they may have found pieces of Noah's Ark on Mount Ararat, and there's a lot of folks that believe that that's where Noah's Ark finally came to rest, was Mount Ararat in Armenia. So they've got this beautiful coin that's minted by their mint, the Armenian mint, and it's got this really nice picture of Noah's Ark on it with the dove that was sent out to find the olive branch. And it's a really beautiful coin, so you're going to win one of those. The grand prize winner is also going to get a Prepper Recon individual first aid kit, and of course that's fully stocked. It's got a IBD in there, it's got NPA airway, it's got EMT shares, it's got a TK4 tourniquet, it's got antibiotic gel, lots of gauze, bandages. A lot of stuff that's really, really, helpful. If you ever have a bad accident, it's great for the car. It's small. It's perfect size for your bug out bag. You're also going to get a copy of Retreat Security and Small Unit Tactics. Of course, that's the book that I just mentioned that I wrote with David Kobler. And you're also going to get a copy of The Prepper's Pocket Guide by Sandy Bird Aldridge. So that's the grand prize winner. You're going to get the IFAC, the coin, and then the two books. And then one second prize winner is going to win an Armenian half-ounce coin. So this is the next size down from the one that the grand prize winner is going to win. And it has exactly the same design. It's got the Noah's Ark on it. It's a 3/9 pure half-ounce of silver. You're also going to win a Prepper Recon tactical sling with a holster. You're going to get to pick your choice of color, which we've got OD green, we've got the coyote color, we've got black, we've got ACU slings, and that's going to come with a holster, the universal hook and loop sort of Velcro type holster. And then you're going to get to pick your choice of patch, which you can pick a matching flag patch. So if you want the black one, we've got a black and silver patch, flag patch that looks really nice on that. If you want the OD one, we've got an OD and black flag that looks perfect with that one. And then we've got a khaki and black that looks perfect on the coyote, and a foliage in black if you want the ACU. And then we've also got, or you could pick from a sheepdog patch. We've got that. We've got the Moulin Leib patch with the sword and the Spartan helmet. Or we've got a come and take it patch with a sort of a tricked out AR-15 on it with the forward grip and a nice looking scope on it and all of that stuff on the patch. So nice patches there to pick from, if you win that prize. And then you're also going to get the Prepper's Pocket Guide by Sandy Bird Aldridge and Retreat Security and Small Unit Tactics by me and David. And then the third prize winner is going to win a 1/4 ounce Armenian silver coin with the same Noah's Ark design on it, and a copy of Retreat Security and Small Unit Tactics, and a top-of-the-line red tab combat application tourniquet, which is just really like the best tourniquet. That's what the troops use when they go over in the desert, and a lot of times they'll just wear those already on their arm so that you know, if they take a hit, they can just pull it off whatever appendage it happens to be on and slip it on where they need it, and it's ready to go. And it's got the rod that you can spin around to tighten it up, cut off the circulation for whatever appendage is bleeding, and clip it in the little clip that's attached, and it keeps it secure. So really, really nice prizes. That's a lot of stuff. And typically we don't get that many people that will enter the giveaway. So, I mean, your chances of winning are really, really good. So with three winners, I would say probably 30 is probably a high amount of entrants for one of these contests. So really, if we get 30 people that enter, that's a lot. That's, or maybe just about typical. So that's a 1 in 10 chance of winning one of these prizes. And they are, they're great prizes. And the drawing's going to be held on, December 1st. And of course, Miss May is going to do the drawings like she always does. And to enter, you just leave a review for the Days of Noah on Amazon.com. Then you'll email your Amazon Scream name to PrepperRecon@gmail, and then just put Noah giveaway in the subject line. And that's it. That's all you have to do to enter, and then you'll be entered. And like I said, Miss May is going to select three winners on December 1st. And we'll notify the winners via email. And then we'll also put your Amazon screen name up on PrepperRecon.com. So Godspeed to everybody that's going to enter that contest. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. KD Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Their plates are available with Rhino Linings coatings to reduce SPA. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com today. Today's reader mailbag is a comment that was left on PrepperRecon.com by Black Dog. And he writes, on your October 21st and following podcasts, you've been running promos at the beginning and end of shows, rationalizing terrorism on the homeland. That view is bull. I'm not going to read the other word because it's a word that we don't use on PrepperRecon.com. And you need to knock it off. We now see that Jimmy Carter, Obozo, and you rabid Paul bots are the Islamic radicals' greatest ally. All of you consistently legitimize and now defend those tactics. I expected better of you. All right, so that's the comment. Well, first off, if anybody's been listening to this show for any amount of time, you've heard me consistently call out Islamics for following a false religion. It's one that was created by a man whose youngest wife, Aisha, was 6 years old. So I've said it several times before. If Jesus was a child molester, I wouldn't be a Christian, you know, because I can't believe that that's who God would pick to represent himself to the world. I don't think that God would send a child molester down here to tell everybody about how to get to heaven. I just don't think that that would be consistent with the character of any God that I would want to worship. And so I've categorically dismissed Islam as being a valid religion over and over. So I really don't know how he comes off saying that I consistently legitimize their tactics. And I certainly don't approve of their tactics. Now, if Black Dog would turn off Fox News for just a second, get educated, and watch some of the Prepper Recon Friday night movies like Losing Iraq, he'd see how U.S. intervention has actually destabilized the Middle East and created the radicals he's so worried about. Not to mention, they were all created on your dime, Black Dog. And the Losing Iraq video, I've talked about that before on the show, but that was done by Frontline. And they actually have several different interviews with Paul Bremer, who was the special envoy to Iraq that went over there and basically created the de-bathification policy, isolated the Sunnis and destabilized the country. And when you watch that show, it really looks like it was something that was done purposefully. Now, when it comes to people like Black Dog, even though military spending to put our nose in other people's business has done as much to bankrupt this country as welfare spending, I tend to be a little bit more tolerant of neocons who haven't woken up just yet. I tend to be more tolerant of them than I do the libtards. But what I don't tolerate is somebody coming on my site using profanity, which is not welcome here, and telling me how to run my show. There's plenty of shows out there like the O'Reilly Factor that cater to your ilk, Black Dog. The Prepper Recon podcast is not one of them. Dr. Paul is one of the few people who've sounded the alarm on U.S. spending and the trouble ahead. When I first started listening to Ron Paul, I wasn't really on board with his foreign policy. I'll admit,
I was a neocon. I thought we only had two choices, and I knew the Democrats weren't the right choice. But rather than send him comments using profanity and showing off my ignorance, I decided to read his first book, Revolution. And I read that. I wanted to see, you know, what Dr. Paul believed in and why he believed that. Now, Revolution by Ron Paul did get me thinking, but I didn't really flip overnight. The next thing I did is I read Liberty Defined, which is another one of Dr. Paul's books. And then I read In the Fed, which is another one of Ron Paul's books. And then slowly over time, as I started thinking about the arguments that he'd laid out in those books and the common sense just started sinking into my head, past all the brainwashing that I'd had done to me for years and years and years by places like Fox News. And then I just started to slowly come around, and I started to see some of the wisdom in his, even in his foreign policy. I'd agreed with him on so many of the fiscal issues and not necessarily on the foreign policy stuff, but I started to see why he thought what he thought about the foreign policy issues. And, you know, he always said everything very, very calmly and very matter-of-factly, and I saw so much wisdom in his fiscal policy ideas that I had to ask myself, you know, why don't I agree with his foreign policy things? Is it me or is it him? And the more I looked at it, the more I started to see that, you know, I had just been so long thinking that there were only two choices. I had chocolate or I had vanilla. I either had Democrats or I had Republicans, and there was nothing in between, and you had to get on one team or the other. And there were only two teams, and you couldn't really think outside of that box. And through that process, I started to learn that, you know what? You can read this, and there's some other people out there with some other ideas, and then you can start thinking for yourself too, and just start questioning, you know, why do we do this, and why does it have to be this way? Why are we spending money that we don't have on any of these things? So it was just but it was a slow process, and I think that that's a big part of why I do tend to be more patient with the neocons, because I have to remember, you know, that's what I had to come out of. And like I said, it was slowly and it was over time. I started to come around, but like Neo in the Matrix, you know, I didn't wake up right away. But at some point, you have to make a choice. Do you take the red pill and start looking beyond Fox News? Or do you take the blue pill like Black Dog has and just shut down when you see anything besides what you've been brainwashed into believing, and you see anything that looks different than chocolate and vanilla? It's like, what is that? It's pistachio ice cream? I can't even think about that. That's just too crazy. The only two things I know about is chocolate and vanilla, and I like chocolate, and everybody that likes vanilla is wrong, and anybody that's coming up with anything different, I don't even know what they're talking about. So we can't be like that. We got to do some critical thinking, and you know, and then there's going to be the black dogs out there, and you just got to try to keep educating them. But when they shut down and start using profanity and stuff, you just got to tell them, okay, we'll go on and listen to something else. And then if you ever do wake up, you know, come on back, we'll be here. And I beat up Fox a lot. I will say that I really like Huckabee. Otherwise, I sometimes think a false conservatism is worse than a liberal. And probably everybody's probably wondering, why don't I ever bash MSNBC? Well, I think it's because I can't imagine anyone who listens to that network would ever listen to the Prepper Recon podcast. I think we'd just be too far apart on too many things like abortion, gun control, welfare, and so on. So maybe the only ground I could ever have with a liberal is the need to get our troops out of all those foreign bases and quit spending so much money on military spending and doing everything that our military is not supposed to do. The only thing our military is supposed to be doing is defending our borders. And Black Dog, if you're still listening, which I probably doubt you are by now, but you know, I would love to see our military defending our southern border and locking down the border between Texas and Mexico, because I think that they were constitutionally asked to do that. And I don't think outside of a time of war, we probably don't necessarily need an army to do it, but you know, we could certainly be empowering Texas National Guard and New Mexico National Guard and California National Guard, Arizona National Guard. We could have all those guys locking down that border, and I think that would be a constitutional military action. Declared bases in, I think, 38 countries, but I think it's close to 130 that we actually have sort of like little outposts And we have troops stationed in close to 130 countries. I don't think we need all of those, and I think we do need to defend our own borders, and I think that that's what the Constitution says. And it's not about what I think. It's about what the law says, and the Constitution is the law, and we're just not following it, and it doesn't really matter what anybody thinks. It's just not getting followed, so that's a big problem. Now, Republicans, you know, I'm going to have to take a little time to give a little lecture to the Republicans, because we need to wake up. Our party of limited taxes, small government, conservative values, and individual liberty has been absolutely hijacked. And we have to quit voting for the cleanest, dirty shirt. Now that the midterm elections are over, the 2016 race is on. And everybody out there, you guys need to get involved and start letting your friends know, start letting your conservative friends know that you're not going to put another skull and bones puppet in the White House. If we don't get a liberty-loving candidate like Rand Paul, I'll write somebody in. I will not vote for Jeb Bush just because he's the lesser of two evils. You know, think about it. If you're interviewing, and probably a lot of you either have kids or you've got a niece or nephew or a little brother or something like that, and you can probably at least put yourself in this situation. But think about it, that you're interviewing a babysitter. Now, one happens, and you've got two people that are applying for the job. One happens to be a child molester, and the other's a car thief. Well, which one do you hire? I hope your answer is neither. Just because the car thief isn't a child molester doesn't make him a good babysitter. We have to be vocal and put our foot down on this one, folks. That's the end of the rant for today. Now, I really appreciate all the great comments I get on YouTube, Prepper Recon, and also get a lot of great emails from a lot of listeners. And
our individual first aid kits are now on sale. They're Molly compatible pouches.
Just basically listening to the wrong
Coyote,
show. You need to find something
OD
else to listen to.
Black.
You know, there's, like I said, there's
Israeli
O'Reilly out there.
There's clot, TK4 tourniquet,
Fox
suture
News,
kit,
which,
and lots,
you know,
of extras. It's perfect for your car, bug out bag, or home first aid kit.
Plenty of other stuff out there for you to listen to. And Prepper Recon
iFacts store
this
tab
show
at the top of the
you.
Page.
We don't
They're on sale
to
for
$89, like
and that includes shipping. This
but
kit
for everybody else,
your
that you're here every week and you enjoy the show and you're here to learn. If you, I've also had comments that didn't necessarily always agree with everything I said, but they were put respectfully. They weren't trying to tell me how to run my show, and they didn't use profanity. And I've addressed those, and I think a lot of those people still listen to the show. So, you know, we always welcome them, and it's okay to disagree, but you have to do it respectfully, and you have to do it without using profanity. Thanks for listening, guys. And don't forget, it's The Days of Noah, and it's Book One, Conspiracy. It's a great read, especially if you like the Economic Collapse Chronicles. I know you'll really love this one as well. So God bless, happy prepping, and Godspeed on the contest.